tonight is the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Bakka. He was a Nevarika Talmud or Sabarka Talmud? Nevarika Talmud, because I was planning on discussing tonight the fact that this Shabbos, aside from being Shabbos Mevarchim Rishchodesh Adar, I just want to see people get, I want people to get nervous. See, I'm in the spirit of Musar already. So Adar is also happens to be the Shabbos Chof Hei Shvat. Now Chof Hei Shvat is the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Yahrzeit always falls out in Parshas Mishpatim, in the week of Parshas Mishpatim, and the Talmidim of Yisrael Salanter made a big deal about this. They said that Dvarim Gedolim Ein B'Mikra, this is not a simple thing. Yisrael Salanter brought about the change in the entire world and change in the entire yeshiva movement. He was a tremendous Gaon, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. At a young age already, he was giving shiurim to people well, many years his senior, but he dedicated his life to the Musar movement, to changing the world and what he thought the yeshiva movement needed to go through a certain change, and he brought about that change by introducing the concept of dedicating specific time, much time, many hours to Musar, having a special place to learn Musar, a base on Musar, and that really affected the entire yeshiva world, the entire Litvish world. No doubt that had a major, major impact. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a major impact on our lives, aside from introducing so many of the Musar Sfarim. We don't realize that much of our lives, much of our lifestyle, our yahadus comes in the be'ikvos hagra, comes from the method, comes from the line of the gra, the litvisha. If you're not a chassid, so then the litvisha approach, the yeshivisha approach, all comes from the school of the gra. Our connection to the school of the gra, inevitably, no matter where you learnt, where a person comes from, comes via the stream of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Usually it comes either through the Altar of Sabarka, the Altar of Kem, the Altar of Nevardik, but they're all Talmidim in one way or another of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Rebbe was Reb Zundel Misalant, as we've said many times. Reb Zundel Misalant was the Talmud Muvuk of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and he was Mekabel, the Shita of the Gra, from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So the Gra to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, to Reb Zundel Salant, ultimately to Reb Yisrael Salanter, and really from him it splintered off into the entire Litvish world. So Reb Yisrael Salanter is a major figure, of course, and it really changed the world with his Musar movement. Now, one of the ideas of the Musar movement was the significance he placed, the emphasis that he placed on Ben Adam Lechavero. Now, it doesn't necessarily, one wouldn't necessarily have guessed this. When we think about Musar, we think about all different aspects of Musar, things which could be viewed as Ben Adam Lemakom as well as Ben Adam Lechavero. But throughout his life, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter put a tremendous stress on Ben Adam Lechavero. They just came out with a new biography of Yisrael Salanter, a great biography. And over here they write just one of the paragraphs that shows the stress with which he put on Ben Adam Chaveru. Zehoya achas me avne ha-yisod. This was the foundation b'mishnasol shab Yisrael Salanter. Lehavi lekach shem mitzvahs Ben Adam Chaveru yiyu be'oso darga chashivos v'diktuk kimo b'mitzvah Ben Adam Lamakom. A person has to take with the same amount of seriousness, the same amount of scrutiny that you go about looking to make sure that your esrog is mehudar shebe mehudar. That's the type of seriousness a person has to bring to Ben Adam Lechaveru as well. And he thought that this was something, a machala, which perhaps plagued the Jewish people at the time, and he tried to bring it to the forefront through his Muslim movement, trying to put a stress on the mitzvahs Ben Adam Lechavero. And this was one of the things that Talmidim say he was always focusing on. It's interesting, we know a medrash that says that Chanoich was a tremendous tzaddik. At the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, we have Chanoich haya toifer na'alayim. So Chazal say he tied shoes for a living. Val kol tefira v'tefira haya miyached yichudim. He would have tremendous kavanas. He would make what is normally understood to be something, a simple action, an action of very, very Olam Hazeh type of action, an action which is very mundane and this worldly. And Chanoich was able to be Miyahav Kavanos, tremendous Kavanos, Miyachid Yechudim. Said Rabbi Sol Salanter, it doesn't mean Miyachid Yechudim. He wasn't thinking about the Kavanos Arizal. He wasn't thinking about all these Heliga Kavanos. What does it mean, says Rabbi Sol Salanter? He says, Yechudim, they're not Soidois, Vinyan and Niskovim, Lofty Adish, also Chanoich, Paul Kotfira. Achen Rabbi Sol Haymer, Shaois and Yechudim. Perushim Shahaya Midaktiv Bchotfirla Tfirla Lasoisikahoigen Shetia Melachtoish Bishuperes Bchotfira Khoshav Alishem Mitzvah Chesed. All he would think about when he was tying the shoes, I'm tying a shoe for a person so that his shoes, his feet don't get hurt as he's walking through the street. I'm doing a mitzvah of chesed. That was the machshavah, said Rousseau Salanter. That's just as holy as having tremendous machshavahs. You have to have in mind the regular machshavahs, bein adam lechavero, how important it is. They would come to him as tamid, and Rousseau Salanter had a tremendous amount of chumras in all areas of life. He had many, many chumras when it came to the afiyah of matzahs, baking matzahs, and when it came to the surim of chametz and such. So when he appointed certain Talmidim to be in charge of baking the matzahs, they sat down with him. They said, Rebbe, tell us, what's the biggest chumrah? What do you want to make sure that you're not, what chumrah do we keep? So he said, the biggest chumrah is the almana, right? Make sure that the almana that's baking the matzah, that's kneading the dough, make sure that you don't hurt her feelings, that you don't offend her, make sure that you take care of her. That's the biggest chumrah. This is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter putting a focus on Bein Adam Lechaver. And you see throughout his life that this was something he tried to instill within his Talmidim. They saw him once Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, we know, is a day which is spent totally wrapped in tshuva, trying to think throughout the year, do a Cheshbon HaNevesh, the last minutes, savor the last minutes of the Seres Yimei Tshuva before he go into the Yom HaKadosh. What did Rabbi say? Well, they once saw Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. What was he doing Yom Kippur? After his first meal in the morning, he ran to the shul with a hammer. And he went to each of the benches in the shul, making sure that any nail that was sticking out, chas v'shalom, a person would sit on it, he would tear his beged, or perhaps get a scratch. That was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter brought to the forefront again, that not only is Bein Adam L'Chaveru important, but it's just as important as Bein Adam L'Makom. The Mabit told us in last week's parsha, the Mabit says that we have two sides of the luchais, but we could assume that the script kept on each side of the luchais kept up, that took up the same amount of space. If that's the case, says the Mirbabit, it comes out that when you look at the luach that had the Bein Adam L'Chaveru, the font must have been much bigger, because all you have is Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinav. So it means that a person's looking at the luchas from afar. What did he see? He saw one thing clearly. That was the Bein Adam L'Chaveru. That's the first thing you saw when you saw the luchas. You got a little closer, then you saw the Bein Adam L'Makom. Bein Adam L'Chaveru, said your soul Salanter, can't take a back seat to Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Can't take a back seat to Bein Adam L'Makom. And all too often, he would chastise his Talmidim, how while they're trying to accomplish certain chumras, they didn't realize that in the process they hurt a person's feeling. In the process they weren't being sensitive to someone else. And he says, such a chumra is not worth it. I'm not interested in chumras that come on the cheshbon of someone else. This is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and therefore his Talmidim said, Haloi Davarhu, that his Yertzei always comes out on Teres HaMishpatim, always comes out in the week of Parshas HaMishpatim. Parshas HaMishpatim is the parsha which deals with Bein Adam, the primary parsha which deals with primarily Bein Adam L'Chaveru. But it wasn't simply the Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Yisrael Salanter was saying, I believe, is that in addition to the significance of Bein Adam L'Chaveru, the importance of Bein Adam L'Chaveru also exists because we know that the Vilna Gaon held very seriously. The Vilna Gaon told us through the Sefer Evin Shleima that Kol Avodas Hashem, all of Avodas Hashem, is Talei on one thing, said the Vilna Gaon. Talei b'tikun hamidos, shehem kemo levush lemitzos. The most important thing is tikun hamidos. The reason for anything good that a person does is that he was misakin his midos. The reason for anything bad that a person does is because he has bad midos. So the way that a person is misakin his midos, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, the midos come out to fruition through your hanhagos bein adam lechaveru. Bein adam lechaveru is an expression of a person's inner identity, his core identity, his midos, and that is the most important aspect of a person. And therefore, the stress was a tremendous stress on the mitzvahs of Bein Adam L'Chaveru, which is why I would argue, right on the heels of Matan Torah, what do we have right away? We have Ve'ela Mishpatim, and Rashi tells us, Ve'ela Mishpatim, Ve'ela Ma'elu Mesinai, so everything Mesinai. So normally the Mefarshim explain, why do you have to tell me that the Mishpatim are from Sinai as well? Because you would think perhaps These things is just a social contract. Every nation has some sort of social contract to make sure that society runs as is, society runs normally. Says the Torah, no, this is not something that Chazal came up with on their own. Chazal just dreamt up, we need a social contract so we'll make laws. Like every other nation has laws. No, these laws are min hashamayim. But it's not simply that these laws are min hashamayim like everything else. Perhaps we could even go a step further and say that these laws are the most important laws to understand that they're min hashamayim. Because how is a person misakin himself? How is a person misakin his own midas? It's very hard for a person to relate to his own self in terms of when he's learning tumah vitara. It's very hard for a person to relate to his own growth when he's learning a sugya in olos, a sugya in zvachim, a sugya in menachos. But the easiest way through which a person, the easiest miktsoya of Torah, the part of Torah, through which a person can relate to himself and try to be misakin his own personality, his own midas, is through the learning of Mishpatim. It's Mishpatim, and they came from Sinai, says the Torah. Torah says, these came from Sinai. You want to understand the Rabbeinu Shalom. You want to perfect yourself, understand these halachas. These halachas are the morals, the values, which the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling you. These are things which you could understand. Ve'ela Mishpatim, these come from Sinai. These, not only does everything else come from Sinai, not only is this not a social contract, but the way through which you are going to understand the Rabbeinu Shalom best, the way through which a human being could best relate to their Bari Olam is through Torah's HaNezikin, the halachas which deal with Ben Adam L'Chaveru. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the beginning of Maseches Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah says, why when it comes to Maseches Avos specifically do we have this halacha of having Mesunim B'din, be patient? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, because the most for a person to glean, the area where a person can most glean the most about Seichel of the Rabbeinu Shem, about the values Kaviyachal of the Rabbeinu Shem, about the morals of the Rabbeinu Shem, the most a person could glean from the Torah is in the area of Ben Adam L'Chaveru, because that a person relates to, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Va'atam al sha'omer hayu v'mesunim b'din kidei lehazir yoser al hadinim mishar ha'royos ha'ro'oi sheheim ikker gadol b'yidiyas yisparach. You want to know the ikker part of knowing the Rabbeinu Shalom? It's through the nizikin, it's through bein adam l'chavero, it's through the mishpatin, k'mo sha'omer Yirmiya. Haskel v'yada'asi. Look at, you want to know how to know me? Know through the ways which I'm teaching you in mishpatim. How does a person make himself similar to the Rabbeinu Shalom? It's through the chesed, through the ideals, the values, which we learn in Parshas HaMishpatim. So the importance of Parshas HaMishpatim, right on the heels of Matan Torah, is first and foremost to tell us that these two came from Sinai. But not only do these come from Sinai, you want to really understand the Rabbeinu Shalom, you want to understand the Rabbeinu Shalom's ideals, the Rabbeinu Shalom's values, the moral plane of the Torah. The way you get to that is from learning Torah HaMishpatim, is learning Parshas HaMishpatim. That's what Rashi continuously tells us at the beginning of this week's Parsha, based on Chazal. Rashi tells us that Yuvelu Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem. Lifnehem V'loy Akum. What does it mean, Lifnehem V'loy Akum? Because don't think that our halachas, our laws, are similar to their laws. Their laws are a social contract. It's just something which allows society to continue. Our laws have nothing to do with that. Our laws are not just there to have a social, have a society run. Our laws are there because they give us insight into the Rabbeinu Shalom. A person does chesed. A person deals with an almana in the proper, appropriate way. A person deals with an ani in the appropriate way. A person deals with someone that he's mazik in the appropriate way. It's not simply that society is run. It's not simply bein adam l'chavero, but this is an insight into the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is what the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling you. What do I mean when I say that I'm a gomel chesed? You too could be a gomel chesed. How do you imitate the Rabbeinu Shalom? We imitate the Rabbeinu Shalom by being gomel chesed, by learning Torah HaMishpatim, learning the halachas bein adam l'chaveru. That in turn helps us perfect our own midas. That in turn helps us make us similar, more comparable, more doma to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what we've pointed out many times. The Chafetz Chaim used to say that every single madrega in the Torah, you look throughout Sefer Devarim, every madrega in the Torah, whether it be liyira es Hashem, whether it be la'ava es Hashem, to fear God, to love God, Whether it be lidavkavo, to cling to God is always preceded by v'halachta bidrachav. You want to know how to get closer to God? Don't think it's locking yourself up in a corner, thinking about yichudim, thinking about kavanas. It's doing what God does. What does God do? God is dealing with chesed all day. It's our job to deal with chesed all day. Through mishpatim, ve'ela mishpatim. You want to know how to experience the experience of Matan Torah most closely, most close to our heart, the way that a person could experience it to the greatest degree? That is through mishpatim. That's mishpatim. That's what Rashi tells us in this week's parasha. Asher tosim lifneyem. Moshe Rabbeinu, you might think that you could just tell them the halacha, says Rashi. You can't just tell them the halacha. So they'll memorize the halachas. They'll know every single halacha. Every din Torah will be paskin. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's not enough. Why is it not enough? They know all the halachas. They have kishulchan aruch samal lefanecha. Kemunach lefanecha. There's a shulchan aruch in front of them. They know everything. Why is it not enough? Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, you have to explain to them the halachas. Because mishpatim is not simply about knowing what to do. It's not a social contract. Social contract, as long as you know the laws, it's good enough. But you have to know, you have to understand it, because it's about understanding the Rabbeinu Shalom. So specifically, Torah and mishpatim comes right after Matan Torah. Our closest experience with the Rabbeinu Shalom, right on the heels of that, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, you want to experience this on a daily basis, you could do so through the dinim of the mishpatim. This is why, when it comes to Torah Shabbal Peh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh tells us the Misorah of Torah Shabbal Peh, in Avos, Moshe Kibol Torah Misina, Misorah LiYeshua, and where does he, in what context does he do it? Doesn't do it at the beginning of Zeraim, at the beginning of Torah Shabbal Peh. He does it in Ezekiel, but not only in Ezekiel. Where in Ezekiel? Where the Tanaim teach us their midos, because this is the area where we need the Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah shines greater in the area of Bein Adam L'Chabero. That's where we could appreciate godliness, perhaps, more than any other area of Torah. Specifically there, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai. Not only is this something which you thought perhaps could have come from the Chachamim making it up on their own, this came from Sinai. This is the greatest way for you to appreciate Sinai. I thought that perhaps this is why the very first halacha that we learn, when it right after Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai, and it goes through all of the Mesorah, the tradition, and pass it on to Yeshua, it tells us the tradition from Sinai all the way down. What's the first thing? Having misunim bedin, because that teaches us the chashivos of Torah Tzamishpatim, of Bein Adam Mechavero. That's where you see, as Rabbeinu Yoni says, Haskil v'yodeya, say, realize that this is much more than a social contract. This is understanding ruchnis. This is understanding the divine. So the very first halacha Rabbeinu HaKadosh tells us is having mesunim bedin. It happens to be that the very first halacha which we learn out in Mishpatim as well is the juxtaposition between the Mizbeach. Don't make stairs up to Mizbeach, but rather a ramp up to the Mizbeach. And the juxtaposition to that and the Mishpatim. Chazal come and learn out why the juxtaposition between not making stairs and Mishpatim. Says Chazal, Dorash Bar Kapara, Minoha Milsi Dahamar Havit Rabbanan Havit Mesunim Bedin. How do we know having Mesunim Bedin? Dichsiv Lelsala B'malois V'samach Levei Mishpatim V'Ela Mishpatim. The juxtaposition between Mishpatim and not making stairs. And last week's Pasha tells us having Mesunim Bedin. The first thing that we learn after Matan Torah and Torah Shebichsav is having Mesunim Bedin. The first thing we learn in Torah Shebal Peh is having Mesunim Bedin. Realize over here, when you sit down to Din Torah, you're not just the judge who's deciding based on a social contract, but realize that you are taking place of the Rabbanu Shalom. You're trying to mimic the halachas of the Rabbanu Shalom. Be patient, understand the depths of the Din, having Mesunim Bedin, both in Torah Shebichsav and then in Torah Shebal Peh. This should serve as an ilui for the neshama, for Rabbi Shaul Salanter, who brought to the forefront of Klal Yisrael's minds once again the importance of Bein Adam L'Chaveru.